It's always nice when I can blog from my backyard, so to speak. And today is Sewing Snenton, and everybody, or lots of people, have come together on Snenton Dale, and just opposite the windmill, a little bit further down. And I'm now just going to have a little talk to Susanna and Donya, who are going to tell us a little bit about this project.
Hi.
So, hi, guys.
Hello.
You know, this is wonderful. I've just turned up and there's all sorts of people planting bits and pieces. So, you know, Susanna, please tell us a little bit about this project.
Well, Sewing Snenton is really about sowing the seeds to kind of green up Snenton. We looked at the route into along Snenton Dale as being one of the main routes in Snenton. I noticed that actually a lot of patches of ground have just been really neglected. And if you are at the on the corner at the bottom, as you leave Snenton Market and go up Snenton Road, you'll see that there's a flower bed at the bottom. And when we first started, that was just full of twigs and rubbish. And what we felt was we wanted to talk to the council and see what their views were and get their permission. And so we did a walk around with the grounds team, John Worley, and with the councillor, David Mellon. And they were really kind of up for the vision that we had, was really a kind of about putting flowers everywhere and really making people. I think it's about, instead of contributing to the neglect, it was about trying to turn that around and hopefully in the process involving the community, helping people kind of feel ownership about their environment and engage them in something that's actually really positive than kind of negative. And at the same time, that then helps people feel much better about where they live. So the council were not only supportive, but they gave us permission to garden on their land. They are clearing sites for us. They deliver compost, wood chip. They've been absolutely amazing.
So. It's wonderful. So what sort of things are going to be planted here?
Well, the area just outside Dale Terrace is the one area that everyone says, oh, if you could take on that place, it would be amazing. And we'd always had this one as the big one, really, that we've worked up to. So you've got some trees that are already here. So by using the sort of the natural canopy, we decided that the best thing to do is to create a woodland or a sort of a mini woodland. The councillors gave us a few hundred pounds out of their ward budget for flowers and plants, which some of which are already planted in the fruit garden further down the dale. But today, as you can see, I mean, we've had about 20 people kind of coming and going all afternoon. And not only have we got the plants that we've been able to buy, which is everything from sort of ferns, aquilegia, lupins, that, you know, things that will either kind of expand or self-seed or that we can divide. We've had people bringing down plants from their allotments, turning up from their own gardens. And I think you just saw a chap kind of...
We just had a Snenton drive-by.
Absolutely. We've been plant-bombed, just hanging a plant out of the window for us from his own garden. So as you can see, I mean, people are very responsive, and yes, we couldn't be happier with the turnout today.
Wow. So what's your vision for Sewing Snenton? So how have you been involved? So are you a gardener, or are you a community worker, or are you just a passionate gardener?
I mean, when I say gardener, I'm like everyone else. I have a tiny kind of yard space out the back. Although I'm lucky, it's a nice size, so I've been able to kind of grow, you know, my own herbs and sort of flowers. But really, because I've always lived in cities, I've never had a garden. And I think Donya's the same. Donya has an allotment space, but it's really just a passion for flowers. And you know, what we don't know, we're either finding out or we're kind of getting the knowledge, you know, from other people as we go along. What we're finding is that there is so much gardening knowledge out there, and particularly in an area like Snenton. You know, we've got all the allotment spaces, and kind of friends and family. So combining all of that knowledge means that actually we get exactly what we need.
So is this a regular thing?
It's regular in that it happens quite often. We haven't set any dates or say a monthly plan. At the moment, it's quite ad hoc. Mm. And one of the main issues is that Donya and I do this in a voluntary capacity, so it's on top of our own jobs and our sort of busy lives. So
you do have a Facebook page.
We do have a Facebook page. It's Sowing Snenton, and that's S-O-W, as in sowing seeds, but also the idea of we're literally sowing, as in stitching together the spaces.
I think that's great. I'm going to put a link with this to the Facebook
Perfect.
Page.
Thank you.
So photos that we take today, and this will be on the Facebook page.
Brilliant.
I'm at PCM Creative on Twitter. So if you're really interested in what's going on here at Sowing Snenton, either get in touch with me or go to Facebook and type into the search Sowing Snenton, and that'll be fantastic. Thank you very much, Susanna.
Thank you very much.